Sheldon Jackson Board Chairwoman Shirley Holloway says Dobler's departure is, quote, somewhat related to the breakdown of the Dubuque negotiations.
When the Dubuque proposal was not acceptable, we realized that we needed to truly move on and that we no longer needed a college president, but we needed somebody to manage some of the myriad of issues that are facing us.
John Holst will be that person. He's a former superintendent of the Sitka School District and a former Sitka Assembly member. His title will be interim manager. Holloway says his duties will include handling details in terms of the college's properties and to be able to work with community groups who might be interested in developing programs on the campus.
We are at the point now where we really need to just have somebody that's going to get in there and make sure that something happens in regards to working with local folks and hopefully moving us toward a future that can be beneficial to Sitka and to the state.
We've been talking about a transition of some sort, for a while.
That's David Dobler. When he became president of Sheldon Jackson in 2006, the college was in debt. It still is. And Dobler says addressing that debt has been the primary goal for the last 4 years.
I think that John Holtz and the trustees are determined to see that through, and that I'm confident that that will happen. That has to happen before good educational use or other use can be made of what remains of the campus and the legacy of SJ.
Dobler says he's helping Holst transition into the job and that he will continue in his role as pastor to the presbytery within the Presbyterian Church. He'll work with churches between Yakutat and Metlakatla. In the meantime, Holloway says the SJ board plans to field proposals from groups interested in using the campus, including the Sitka Sound Science Center and members of Sitka's arts community. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.